Moncrief on News Talk.
Is there no end to the mad stuff that Gen Z will do? The latest trend among them blatantly defies all the rules of wine etiquette and common decency. I'll advise you to brace yourself. Perhaps sit down and have the smelling salts ready. Gen Z are putting red wine in the fridge. Of course, people in Mediterranean countries have been doing this forever. It's no big deal and it's often quite nice. But that hasn't stopped the frothing outrage from some sections of the British press. Leslie Williams is here to talk some sense about all of this. Good afternoon, Leslie.
This is William Sitwell, isn't it?
Yeah.
He's a baron's son, basically, as you might expect. He also promotes his own restaurant, which he has recently opened through his restaurant column on a regular basis. I'm sorry, I will not take anything this man says with anything other than a large dollop of salt. Of course, people in Mediterranean restaurants places have been doing this for years. I was on a trip to Rioja once, and we were brought to some tapas, and they were giving us chilled Reserva Rioja, a wine with tannins which you would traditionally never serve. You would not think, because everyone knows Beaujolais has often been served chilled.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, I remember years ago, the first time I ever had chilled wine was in an airport in France, and I asked for a glass of Fleury and it was chilled, and I was really, I thought, this is okay, I can do this. But why Gen Z are partly doing this is they're drinking in natural wine bars, as are occasional old people like me, and you, Sean, I believe. And natural wine is always better with a bit of a chill in it. Katie up in Frank's restaurant on Wexford Street there, Camden Street. She always has every one of her reds in the fridge. And she has them out of the fridge because some people are freaked out by the fact that there's red wine is cold. But of course you can serve it cool. And look, also, if a wine has a bit of funk in it, the chill will remove a little bit of the funk. So I have brought you a natural wine, Sean, and it is a wine that I really like. It actually says drink me on it, and it actually says
serve the instruction.
Cool. Serve cool, it says, right? It says, it says, does it say 1 liter bottle cool? Yeah, anyway, so it is from Beirada in Portugal, and it's Dirk Nieport, very, very famous winemaker, Dutch guy, and has kind of changed the way we think about wine in many ways. He also owns sport houses. So this is he doesn't make this himself. It's a loose collection of people that he knows, and the idea is that it's no sulfurs added at the end. It is organic grapes, and it is bright, juicy. It's a litre bottle. It's got cute little eyes winking at you on the front. it's really light in colour. It's 11%. No, it's 12.5%. Actually,
okay.
Yeah, so sometimes you can be light. But really bright, juicy, lightly
fresh. And it's lovely.
It's great, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah. And this is at about 4 degrees. I mean, so the other thing to say is when we say room temperature, we mean room temperature in a castle in the 19th century.
Yeah.
So that's kind of 14 degrees for red, even on a regular day, 14 to 16, depending on the wine.
Mm.
I absolutely think you should be bringing them down a little bit cooler than that, especially on warm days. I mean,
because you know the way, and we've probably all seen people do it. They take the wine out of a cupboard or something and then they stick it on a radiator and boil it slightly for a while. You're actually killing the taste of the wine. That's not good for the wine to do
that. It tastes of soup almost if you do that. You're making the alcohol really heat up, and all you can really taste is the alcohol. You will not get the fruit. Bring the wine cooler will allow you to taste the fruit. Now, look, here's something else that people are going to be shocked by. I have been known, and my wife regularly copies me on this. If I'm in a wine bar, in a pub, and I decide I'm going to drink red wine, maybe if I'm eating a bit of food or something and don't want a pint, the red wine is always going to be warm. It's going to be behind the bar.
Yeah.
It's going to be
at
the temperature of the bar. I ask for some ice and I drop an ice cube in.
Yes.
And not so much that you dilute it, but enough to sort of bring it down a couple of degrees. I think there's absolutely nothing wrong with this.
Yeah.
It's just a drink after all. People fuss too much.
Oh, no. They get very excited when you put ice cubes in beer well.
Yes.
Yeah, they get very... Now, there is... And can I remember the name of it? I can't, but it's got X. It's got an X in it. It's a drink they have in northern Spain, and it's red wine and Coke.
Oh, yes. In fact, you can get that in Tapas de Lola up the road.
Ah, right. Okay, yeah.
It's red wine, or red wine and lemonade, actually. They use Club Lemon and red wine, and it's lovely. And the name, of course, has gone from my head.
Yeah, but
it's really tasty. And it's a really, and again, warm days, lovely, refreshing. And we need to relax about these things.
Oh, yeah. Now, is there Calimocho. That's what it's called. Is there any sort of red wine you really shouldn't put in? Because my assumption was what you had said earlier, that if it was a Beaujolais or something a bit lighter, that can be chilled a bit. But if it's a big, dirty, you know, Malbec.
If it's an expensive wine, generally, you probably shouldn't be chilling it, right? So I'm assuming that you're going to put less expensive wines in the fridge. Or, you know, right, okay. That's one thing. I mean, if it's a very expensive fine Burgundy, no, do not chill it. But do serve it at sort of 12, 14, in my view. Not at sort of 18. Burgundy especially, I think, benefits from some franchises. Wines with a lot of tannins, like as you said, a Malbec, a really dark, dark, tannic, aged Malbec, that will not work as well from the fridge. But having said that, a young Malbec will. And look, I mean, it's always going to warm up. So if you've made a mistake and you've chilled it and it's not working, just leave it there for a bit. It'll be grand. And you can drink it again. So generally tannins and chill do not work well together. But any kind of bright, juicy, so lower alcohols, lower tannins. So like a Grenache-based Rioja would probably work better in the fridge than a Tempranillo-based one. So the Rioja... The less expensive Riojas are usually Grenache, and the more expensive ones are usually Tempranillo. That's one way of looking at it.
Yeah.
Different, slightly different regions.
And should you, you know, the way people will routinely just permanently keep a bottle of white wine in the fridge?
Yeah.
Should you do that with the red wine? Take the warmth off it?
As long as it's getting taken out within 2 weeks or so, you really don't want to leave it because it will damage the wine over a long period of time. But yeah, we keep a bottle of red wine in the fridge at home.
Okay.
And the Vintry off license in Rathgar keeps red wines in the fridge. And I know the Green Man down the road in Ternure Village, they do as well. If you're in a wine bar, ask, is there anything chilled, if you're curious, and they'll give you a glass. So I know that I was in Green Man recently in the evening, and they had a Beaujolais style. It's Gamay, but it's a producer, I think. Called Razan Galois, and it's a guy with a big nose, and it's really light. It's not unlike what I've given you here, and so on, and it works. You know,
somebody has texted to say sangria should be served at the temperature of blood, 37 degrees Celsius.
Okay, well that's interesting. I've not heard that. I mean, do with them. I mean, sangre isn't the word come from blood? You know. Now, I was thinking that the red wine and lemonade is a slightly different thing to the Coke one.
That's the Calimocho. That does have the Coke. Now, should you keep white wine in the fridge?
So what we do is we serve white wine is too cold and red wine is too warm.
Yeah.
But not the freezer. A friend of mine keeps his red and white wines in the freezer because he likes them at like 1 degree. And no, I mean, it will freeze as well.
Well, the bottle cracks eventually.
You know, a lollipop. You should keep them in the fridge, but you should take them out if it's good stuff before, you know, for an hour beforehand. So white wine should be at about 10 degrees if it's good Burgundy or something like that. But like a bottle of inexpensive Sauvignon Blanc from New Zealand or something, or it's not expensive, but let's say it's a Languedoc, that is best served at 5, and it will warm up a little bit. And I think there's nothing wrong with that. I mean, if I'm in a restaurant and they put a nice water bucket with the wine in it, I will generally take it out of that because that's too cold. That's bringing it down to 2-3 degrees, and you can't taste much of that. Now, if it's not very good tasting, that's sometimes a good.
But that's all, you're just tasting cold wine.
Yeah,
then, really. That's
really
pretty much
cold,
it.
And, Tinta de Verano is what I was thinking of. And that's red wine, lemonade and ice cubes usually.
Also, somebody's texting to say a red wine sprudel in Germany is red wine mixed with white lemonade or 7-Up.
Okay, I haven't heard that one. That's interesting.
So it's kind of sort of...
And of course, they mix beer with lemonade to make Radlers, so you don't fall off your bicycle. That was originally for bicycle.
Somebody else is texting to say they're guilty of putting red wine in the fridge. Don't be guilty.
No,
you're doing
guilty.
The right thing.
Absolutely.
If you have no access to a fridge, can you pop an ice cube into red wine? I often would with white if it hadn't been in the fridge.
Yeah, definitely, honestly. But look, try not to let it dilute and melt into it because you will water down the wine. And that's right. But just bringing it down, I mean, don't forget that wine is mostly water. So just bringing it down a couple of degrees. And if the ice cube is melting really quickly, I mean, take it out before it, you know. Nothing wrong with it. But so natural wines, as I say, like that, that cool. Like there's one on Litro. It's another one I like. I like chilled. Anything with any of those low sulfur wines, they're better chilled. But if you want to drink your fancy red wine cooler, that's okay too. I mean, it's your wine. You can do what you want.
Indeed. Tinto de Verana,
yes,
says Claire. That's
exactly
also wine and lemonade.
Yeah.
So if somebody if anyone listening gets one of those like fancy wine coolers for, should you keep all your wine in that?
I mean, yeah. Well, the good ones have temperature variation. You can have like cooler wines at the top, like you can have at the bottom, I think it is. Yeah. Some of them anyway. Yeah, I mean, that's supposed to keep wine at 10 degrees, which is cellar temperature, 8 to 10 degrees. I mean, I don't have one. I'd rather spend the money on wine. Ireland never gets that hot, to be honest. I have a cupboard in the middle of the house.
Yeah.
Middle of the house is better because the temperature never varies. What you don't want is variations of temperature. So if you're storing your wine, kitchen is the worst place, attic is the worst place, garage is the worst place because the temperature goes up and down really, really quickly in both of those places. You want a place in like a disused bedroom or a rarely used bedroom, it's a good place. Mine is the cupboard under the stairs, but it's in the middle of the house. And yeah, in the summer months, it probably gets a little too warm, but never really above 15, 16 degrees, I don't think, you know?
Yeah.
So, relax, people, and don't mind William Sitwell.
Yeah, indeed. Galician serve Mencia red wine chilled.
Oh, yeah, says John. That would work chilled.
Cool red is absolutely amazing. In southern African regions, It's common to mix a red wine, room temperature, with a cold red grape juice. Also amazing. Oh, that's interesting. Never heard of that before.
Lower alcohol.
There you go. Yes. Leslie, thanks a million.
Moncrief, weekdays at 2 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.